Yay! Welcome to, I don't know, episode fucking 30, I don't even know, of the Sacred Podcast. Today we're having day one of my new co-host, Teresa DiCatano.
Thank you so much.
If you recall, she was on our maiden voyage we had 3 years ago almost.
3 years ago.
You and, for trivia guest, who was this other guest?
Oh, shoot, who was with me? It was, I don't remember.
Oh, I did a show with him last night.
With him. Who was it? But they stayed here or something.
No.
Who was it? I have no idea.
Andrew Bayroff.
Oh, Andrew Bayroff.
Yes.
Oh, yes, because he was talking about all the money he spent online dating.
Well, we sure as fucking get into that discussion again.
Oh, man, wow.
We were out last night, and it was still, oh, boy.
And he's a good-looking guy. Like,
you think?
I don't think he's bad. I think he's a good-looking guy.
I told him this, the gray billy goat beard is just not, like,
I'm
not a fan. I was like, dude, just shave. You look better.
But just, he just had a birthday.
To right, Teresa's right is none other than the man of many impressions. Man.
Jason Scoop.
Guys, you can see him upcoming on America's Got Talent, Dana Carvey's impression. No. Give for jail call then.
Thank you. Good to be here. And I call it a wonderful pre-show spread.
Yo, it was delightful. My wife does a great job. Right?
Mm-hmm.
My wife is a major guac. Jay and I agree about 80% of the movies we agree on, 20% we vehemently disagree on. To the death. Hear him on the Righteous Prick podcast. I did that about a month or so ago.
Yeah.
Talk about the show. And Teresa, who is always out and about, where can we find you?
Just to plug out in early. I'm in Blauville.
Okay, we're not going to air this tonight. This is quick.
Tonight.
Turn
around to live streaming.
No.
See how this works.
We're going to air this in parts here.
Let's see. We'll be doing your show on Wednesday.
New York Comedy Club. Yes, June 8th.
That same night, I'm at the 5 spot. I'll be at Gotham Comedy Club downstairs, Vintage Lounge. Saturday is at the 23rd. I have to check. 10:45 p.m. 25th. Thank you for the calendar. And I'll be hosting.
Oh.
Downstairs.
So. JL, besides the Righteous Prick podcast on iTunes, where else can we find you?
All right, the two big things people should look is obviously my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JLCAUVIN, or you can find the links through jlcomedy.com. But the big thing I have is if you were in the New York City area, I'm recording my new album June 24th, 8 and 10 p.m. at the Standing Room in Long Island City. And if you want to sample what I do, all four of my previous albums are on Spotify and Pandora, so you don't have to pay me anything. And if you like them, get some tickets.
Yeah, I went to the last taping.
Our guest who did not make it has just texted and says, crap, you see it too.
Yeah.
I just slept through my alarms. Oh, she copied you in the text but put me in the messenger. How cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yours truly, Kevin Goatee, of course. Comics watching comics. I mean, let's be honest.
That's... Slept through your alarms, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
It's 1:30.
Well...
maybe shoot a long night. I mean, I know I work till 1 a.m., but, you know, it's fine.
That's a humble brag. Ding!
It's okay, Melissa. It's okay, girl.
Not even 1 minute in the podcast with our first humble brag. Teresa said...
I just worked
with her in the morning.
No, but she, I think she may be referencing real work, not spots in comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On my feet.
Interesting. June 8th, New York Comedy Club, the live comics watching comics show. Teresa DiCatano will be performing amongst others. June 15th, I'll be at The Stand, just to name a few. And of course, if you think you have what it takes to appear on the next episodes of Comics Watching Comics, June 26th, send me a tape.
Send me a tape.
KGOOTEE23@gmail.com. We'll be taping.
You rapped that kind of.
I know, right?
Dude,
see? Don't let the super whiteness fool you.
I
love old school rap. So send me a tape for consideration for the next taping of Comics Watching Comics, and of course, comicswatchingcomics.com, as well as on YouTube. So we're here today, the very first podcast where Teresa's appearing. Unfortunately, Monica's moving.
I know.
Sad, right? Sorry, last night.
When is she
moving
officially?
Go to Denver and get your shine box.
Motherfucker!
What does shine box mean? Is that a
That's
new...
a Goodfellas reference.
Oh, okay.
You haven't seen Goodfellas?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know all the references. I mean, I've seen it, obviously. But
it's the make an offer he can't refuse of Goodfellas.
Yes.
She's
going to
kill it in Denver. I mean, what a
catch. I hear it's a good place. Yeah, yeah. So so Teresa's the co-host.
She's going there to find a...
No, she's from there. Her mom's
she's
sick.
From there, but...
Oh,
great.
Well, not doing that. But not doing well.
I'm about to make a joke about her getting fucked a lot in Denver, and you're like, her mom's sick. I'm like, okay, I'll cut that.
Cut that in post, thank you. Monica's last episode was last time. So Teresa's going to be filling in as co-hostess. And our other subtitle, of course, is Wrangler of Comics at Penn Station to bring him to my house for the podcast.
Oh, that is true.
That is her other job.
We lost one.
We did. That's not on you, though. That's on her, but what have you. It's summertime, kids.
I know.
It's summertime. It's titty weather, titty and sundress weather.
Titty sweat.
Yeah.
I know I'm sweating. My muscular B cups are starting to lag.
B cup? Yikes.
No, but the thing is, when I'm Jack, there's still sort of a large A. You know, like Arnold in The Terminator?
Yes.
Where it's like, those are almost breasts. You're so muscular in the pec department.
Do you walk around and say, nice night for a walk, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Good fucking film, I tell you. Genesis, what a piece of shit that was.
Didn't see it.
Oh!
I didn't even watch it on a plane. That's terrible. It didn't meet the Kevin Hart level of viewing for me.
You're going to laugh. I saw it in the theater.
Well, you paid the $14.50.
I did. I was like, come on, Arnold. Terminator 3 was bad. We can rebound. But then again, I forgot the cardinal rule. Any sequel that is PG-13 when the original is R never works. And that, of course, falls right into that bucket of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I digress. So, yeah, it's warm. It's titty weather. It's also salmon shorts weather for the men, which I don't believe in. Teresa, as a woman, the view on salmon shorts, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I think that they look good. I've never dated a guy who would wear salmon shorts. Because with salmon shorts come boat shoes. Like the shoes without the socks. And it's like Thatcher. Like the Thatchers come out.
And with boat shoes come legal teams to defend you against date rapes.
Exactly. I feel like there's
a Duke Lacrosse show coming out around the corner.
Natalie Hallowell somewhere.
Halloway.
She's in Aruba, but that's close enough.
Still, you know, the guy looked like he had a collar pop.
Johan Vandersloot.
Is it? Oh.
Jordan. Close. Love Aruba. They don't like those jokes down there anymore, I'll tell you that.
I do like men in salmon shirts. I had a second date with a guy who wore a salmon shirt. Loved it.
But it was only two dates. So apparently that shirt could not say this.
I just remember that shirt. I was like, that was a good shirt on that one. I was like, yeah.
And then he showed up to subsequent dates not in a salmon shirt. And it just kept getting more and more disappointing as the color went farther and farther.
You know, it really was that salmon shirt that really was. I was like, oh, that's that salmon shirt.
But if he showed up like four dates in a row wearing a salmon shirt, I'd be like, this guy,
it's weird.
Salmon
like
shirt
salmon.
Guy is starting to annoy me.
I think the shorts, though, they annoy me. I just don't get it. I think if my grandfather was still alive, he'd call them Coast Guard faggots. I think what he'd call them in that.
How many
he was in army.
Are in to
be four. But yeah, it's that time dating. Everyone's uncuffing season. Uncuffing season is here. Teresa DiGaetano, what are your thoughts on when the weather turns that magic 75 and above? It just seems like a certain scent or pheromones are in the air.
I think the rompers. Well, going back to the, what do you like, guys like rompers? Girls that wear the rompers? Or are they too?
I don't know what a romper is.
You don't know what a romper is? Okay, a romper is like a onesie that an adult woman wears with the shorts and like the tank top is all connected.
I don't think I know what it is, but I think I'm out.
I'm sure already. That you've checked out a romper or two in your day.
What happened to baby doll dresses? I used to call those fupa blockers.
Fupa blockers.
They would shape the breast and then poof out and stop wherever the flaws stopped.
That's
big
smart.
In the Hispanic community.
Yes.
Big in the... That is true. the rompers, though, I see a lot of. I don't have any friends that have broken up with anyone, though. No, that's because no one's in a relationship. Or they're married. There's no one in between. But for cuffing season.
Right.
Like, I don't know anyone.
I'm talking about this.
Oh, you want to go back to rompers?
We're not done with the romper discussion, goddammit.
I'm going to pull up a picture.
The way you're describing them, you know what they sound like to me? They sound like a clothing item that if you're hot, you'll look good in it.
Yeah.
Like Gwen Stefani, right.
It'll look bad. Like it's
how did that Gwen Stefani? That was
I'm just saying, because I can see her wearing something that she described, like Gwen Stefani. Like, didn't she wear those, that baby girl outfit thing that you just referenced? Like, I remember something like that.
Baby doll?
That's it, yeah.
Did she?
She wears those weird, yeah, she's got insane.
She's got small.
But her body's insane. Yeah. Like, she's got a great ass, flat stomach, cute face.
Yeah. This is a romper.
See, like, that, look at the woman wearing it. It's like, oh.
She's got a great, but yeah.
But
yeah.
If you're
but
not.
Very, yeah, that's the back.
Yeah, if you're not smoking, you'll be like, why are you wearing that?
Right.
Dumb.
Yeah.
It's romper. Like a lot of things. Like it's like how Carolla describes, you know, Bob Marley. It's like, oh, you don't like Bob Marley? What if you're just lying on the beach with a drink getting a blowjob? You don't like Bob Marley? Then he's like, I like anything, man.
Yeah, you could put on fucking Bieber.
Taylor Swift. Bieber has really that song Sorry is great. I mean Bieber, like,
which
now adult
that?
Women, is it too late now to say sorry? Isn't that Bieber?
I don't know, but he had that annoying one that became a hit that he performed and cried at like the VMAs.
I remember that was a little too much
and I didn't
me.
Like that song and he cried and he was clearly fake crying. Anyway, sorry.
It's but a lot of grown women now like Bieber because his dick pic came out. Oh, circling to the next topic.
We'll get there, I'm sure.
And I've been trying to look up because my older sister, I shouldn't say this, but she was like, you got to look up the pic. And like, I've tried.
Like a baby arm?
I can't find it. It's all censored.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Whenever shit like that happens, though, I start to go, like, first there was the issue of, like, Calvin Klein inflated his package for their underwear. Then all of a sudden, 2 months later, here he comes with a big swinging dick, and it's like, well, which is it?
Are we photoshopping here, Calvin? Are we?
I like swinging dick. I like swinging dick.
Do you? Mm-hmm. It's cock swinging season.
I think that's fun. Mm-hmm.
A lot of Subway package checking out going on within the Digitano mind.
Perhaps, but how do we feel about the male tank tops? Like, I don't know. Mm. Like, sometimes, like, if you have really well-defined arms, I'm like, oh, it's a good tank top. But I think it's weird when men wear tank tops, like, out with salmon shorts or...
That's not my look. You wear basketball jerseys, though, right?
I used to.
Then you grew up.
That's true. I grew out. Basketball jersey.
No, I'm one of those people, like a lot of things, like when I've joked about this, where it's like if a man's in shape and he's straight and he wears anything that shows off his physique, it's like, douche.
Oh, that's
But if you're gay, it's like, fucking banana hammock with your mm-hmm. 8-pack. Who gives a fuck? You're gay. Enjoy life. But a dude is, you're immediately presumed to be like some Jersey Shore scumbag, like, oh, okay, bro. But for me, I'll wear like tank tops, like in the summer, like to the gym. And, like, but I don't, you know, I'll see people, like, out in a restaurant, like, eating outside with their, like, tank top. And it's like, what are you doing? You're in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to be fair, it is Red Lobster, so that can slide there.
Okay.
I got hired there this year. Sure did.
You got hired at Red Lobster?
Well, in order to get hired, you got to apply. So I sure did. I applied at Red Lobster. It's been one hell of a year, guys.
You work at Red Lobster now?
I don't.
Oh, you did?
I don't. No, I
You
never,
change jobs like people change underwear.
You apply to many colleges, you only go to one. Right. So she, you know, she's...
But the best part of the Red Lobster
was her safety job.
Was her fallback college?
This was Red Lobster Times Square. There were some people I know, comics, that work there, and they were giving me the lowdown on the money break. And so I was like, okay. And so apparently they add gratuity to most of the checks.
Because they don't tip. Right, we know that.
Right. So I was like, okay, if you're adding gratuity. But then the weird thing was, is like, I contacted the manager like twice. Nothing for a few weeks. And then... They were like, okay, great. I got a text from my friend who works there. He's like, you're hired. This is the code to get into the side entrance. This is what you do. I was like, I never had a sit-down interview, and now I know how to get in the building. Now I know everything. I was like, okay. They're like, you start tomorrow. I was like, okay, but I had another
ISIS. Couldn't you? ISIS would pay a lot for that information.
I mean, it was just like, I was like, the security here at Red Lobster. Like, relax. I just walked in, get some cheddar biscuits.
I'm just going to say, you have the code to Red Lobster, and you show up at my house without fucking cheddar biscuits. How dare you?
And this was months ago.
I mean, you could still walk there today. Punch in like 3257, whatever the hell it is.
I'm sure I saw the text.
Red Lobster. Hey, welcome to Red Lobster, home of subpar seafood, and welcome.
But well, Beyonce did call out Red Lobster in her song.
And sales spiked.
It did. Because she was like, the cheddar biscuits. That's all it did.
I'll have a lemonade and some cheddar biscuits. Thank you. I'm with it. I know what the kids are talking about.
Oh, man. Oh, Manischewitz. That, not my fan. Where are you working now? What's the restaurant of the week?
Manischewitz.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
Yeah, you'll get it.
Was it Dive Bar? Dive Bar on 96.
With Kate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Noted.
P90X!
Oh, P90X.
Have you ever watched the P90X?
No.
Where's it from? Because he says that in the video. That's what I'm thinking of. During just one of the workouts, he's like, man, oh, man, a chef.
That's been around for a while.
All right.
P90X.
T25. That's motivating.
Is that Sean T?
Sean T.
T25. You got to work. You got to stay motivated. I have
you
that.
You have to do this workout like this. I remember another joke, sorry to bring it up, but where I say, when you're at the gym and you see a dude who's just significantly more jacked than you, you're like, God damn it. And then you see, like, a dude come over and, like, hug him. And you're like, yes, he's gay. He's disqualified. Because it's all about puss. It's like he's disqualified. Like,
another man can hug another man.
He would have smoked me in the department of pursuing women. But he's not even playing that game.
Yeah.
Get yours, fella.
You know, I feel the same way when it comes to Asian women. Like, I've checked out so many Asian women's legs. And then I'm like, legs.
Great
like,
calves.
And they never have any cellulite. No legs. And then when they turn around, I'm like, Asian. I was like, can't win.
My theory
know?
On that is, this has no proof in science, but with all the foot binding, only the strong calved survived.
But I'm bumping!
There's also a lot of squatting and moving the rice patties, too, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
This is
hereditary? I mean, I don't know.
Calves, my theory on calves is very simple.
Here.
My calves, but it's genetic. Mm-hmm. My theory on calves is very simple. As much as I like breasts, as much as I like ass, as much as when I, you know, make eye contact with a woman, I prefer to be a decent face. Calves are a window into that woman's future, because if they are well defined from exercise, good work ethic. If they're well defined from genetics, my kids will have good genetics.
Ah. Noted. I know. I figured out why the Asians have great calves. Ready? It's from them sprinting into the subway and stealing seats from pregnant women. That's how.
True. Oh yeah, you do a lot of posts about that.
Oh, it's the worst. Whenever I go to you do too. Whenever I go to Chinatown, I'm like, all right, I need to do fucking meditation because I will kill someone. They're so rude down there. So rude.
You go to the NFL Combine, okay? You take a wide receiver from a top college, and you take an 80-year-old Asian woman. You put a subway seat at the end of the 40-yard dash. I don't know who's winning.
That's a 4-2 flat for
it's
either
like
or.
Yoda. It's like Yoda, like hobbling. Subway seat, zoom.
Episode 2, fucking lightsaber and shit. Oh, it is. And then you gotta give them the attitude when they do succeed and they barrel over a pregnant woman. And you got, really? I love Shane. Like, really? You wanted to knock her over so you can sit? Like, really? Is that fucking appropriate? Really? Mm-hmm. And then the other time they just don't pretend to speak English. And
do you think Yoda is actually an Asian woman?
Kind of speaks like one. And backwards, too.
Subway seat.
I think I will. Nice.
I don't even like Star Wars.
That was a Curta Jordan on that one. I like that. So dating season, uncuffing season.
You know what I did last night?
Do tell.
Okay, so I joined Bumble, not last night. I joined Bumble maybe 2 months ago, 6 weeks ago, for 2 days. Last night, I actually downloaded the Tinder app, and I did a little swiping. I did some swipes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And? How did
it go? So nothing.
You are the queen of, like, social media dating. Can I tell you a story about with your mom? Teresa's mother, the lovely Barb Degatano, bought her an eHarmony membership.
This is true.
And she had
six months.
And you had a couple suitors out of that?
One.
Mm-hmm. You've ran the gamut of online dating websites and or apps, it seems. I don't think there's the only one you haven't uncovered would be like JDate or the gay one.
No.
Those are the only two that you have left.
Well, I really didn't do anything OkCupid. I mean, I did it, but I didn't go on any dates. But I always have, it seems like I have like one like crazy story and then that's it. Like,
you shut it down?
It's like from each one. So it's like I've got a Bumble story, I have a Plenty of Fish story.
Ah, yes.
I have, and then what other ones are there?
Match.
You consider a one woman show, and I know that may sound cheesy, but I think that would be something people might, like if you just broke it into like six stories, but I think the key would be, whatever the last one would be, would have to be the success. And then you get a sponsorship from that.
Yeah.
Boom! Marketing!
Boom, I like it. Well, I was hoping it was going to be eHarmony, but that one didn't turn out.
I never
had
a match with eHarmony because when I did it many years ago, it was weird. I was looking for somebody substantive but attractive. And they're like,
good luck. It's all substantive, no attraction.
It is. With the guys, it's hard. There was a few guys. I actually went on three dates. I dated one guy for 3 months, and then I went on two other dates.
We match people.
Yeah. Could you get a creepier puppet head than that? It's like Orville Redenbacher trying to get you to join his website.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. God, Neil, sit down. Let your fucking producer stand in there and pretend, hey, I'm the founder of eHarmony. What was, like, your weirdest online dating story?
I would say, well, the Bumble thing was a little weird. That was recently.
Do tell.
And so I went on a date with this guy. I messaged him because that's how Bumble works. You go first. And I had something funny to say. And I was like,
of course you did.
You know,
the woman, you match and then the woman has to, is that how it goes?
Yep, that's how it works.
You know, that I hate to say it. Mm-hmm. That is, and then you can do this here. Therein lies the problem with society.
Yep.
Because it's not bad enough that, when I did online dating, seriously, like I met, probably the best relationship in my life was through Match.com. This is going back 7 years ago already. 8 years. Jesus Christ, time flies. Match.com. But it was like, even at that point, 8 years ago, it was call. Like, we've made a connection now. You call me to set up the date. Mm-hmm. Now, nobody, it's like, text me. Now that's okay. Now take that shit a step further. It's like, hey, this is a cool app. We take even the responsibility off the guy to contact us. And to me, hopefully you find something good, but I've talked about other podcasts where certain comedians discuss their success off of Bumble. These are not, if you are a man and you are on Bumble, use it for fun. Do not, I would just, my instinct would say you will not find somebody substantive there, or at least they'll tip their hand eventually that they are soft or not assertive, or unless you want some skinny jeans wearing beta
male.
Well,
no.
I was just going to say beta male. That's my exact word to say.
But, you know,
well, there's
but
a reason.
Like I said, use it for what you want to use it, but I feel like an app that actually takes the traditional male role, maybe they couch it in some sort of feminist. I guarantee the people who invented it are
not guys.
No, I was going to say it's not a woman looking to empower women. It's either a woman who hates women or a guy who's like, dude. Let's take some of the onus off of, more of the onus off of men.
Well, this is why I think they did it, because I think there's too many creepy men out there. So it's like, there's too many, like with Tinder, it's just too many creepy. So it's like women have to make the first move, besides getting flooded by like, hey, hey. So it's like you make the connection and then women make the first move. But the guy I happened to meet for coffee, still a creep, and it doesn't...
Wait, is the bumble guy that we're talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about the bumble guy. Right, so I had a few messages back and forth with other people, but this guy and I, we went back and forth for like, I don't know, he wanted to do the WhatsApp a lot, and I was like, well, what's up with WhatsApp? Why can't I just text you? It's more European and more... But he's from South Africa. So I was like, oh,
that makes sense. Tip in that community.
White guy from South Africa, in case anyone was wondering, met in Madison Square Park for a coffee one afternoon, most well-dressed guy I've ever been on a date with. Like, had the... Not really my style, but
there
like
are many blacks walking around.
Yes, goodbye, Kefa Dava.
Lots of blacks walking around the city. Are you okay with it?
Back home, we have them in cages. I can't do my best.
I think you're going to do the city bus tour. Hop on, hop off, because it's always guys from Africa, right? They're on the bus tour. That's not so
never been on a bus tour.
No. You haven't seen them with the flyers?
I've seen.
Okay, so
that's not your true. That's your welcome to New York story. People are like, oh, how do you know when you're in New York? When's it official vacation? I said, when you see members of rival bus companies fucking fist fighting.
Oh, that knows.
That's my favorite New York like fucking. Go ahead, bumble story.
So we got this coffee. Nice guy. He was funny. Kept up. It was real. It was fun. Hour and a half. Gave him a hug. Goodbye. Fine. So I had to go to work.
That's just right. Well, I'm just thinking. Funny, charming, well dressed, foreign, gay.
Yeah, it's either gay or European is a joke.
Gay or European. Yeah, he was a little too. He was too pretty for me. I thought. Well, too pretty in that kind of like.
I feel his pain.
But so I was gonna elbow tap you, boom. So he messaged me like 2 hours later, lovely meeting you, blah blah blah. And then the next day we're messaging back and forth. And so he was like, well, full transparency, how would you rate our encounter? I was like, is this a Yelp review?
I was gonna say that.
What are we like? We're still messaging right now. Why are you getting like the? If you weren't interested, you wouldn't message me. If I wasn't interested, I would message.
Is there
you
anything
back.
Worse than like, the status check from either guys or girls? Like, just let the moment happen and shut the fuck up.
Exactly. And that's what I think. So I said, well, I thought we had a good time, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay. And so he's like, yeah, so I'm just looking, you know, let's see where things go. Looking to have some fun. I was like, okay, here we are with this fun again. Like, this, okay, well, obviously we're going to have fun. I'm fun. Like, why wouldn't we have fun if we hung out? But he was obviously just looking to hook up. So then it turned very sexual very quickly. And I was like, why do we got to talk about it before whatever even happened? Now you
be
just
about it.
Yeah, just you ruined the moment. And so it just got really, and then he like sent some weird stuff. And then one night he was like, oh, I just got waxed. And I was like, it's midnight. You just had a private waxer coming to your... Just wait. It's just like, I don't need, it's way too much.
Significant
I don't need to
Patrick
know that.
Patrick Bateman, you scare me.
It's American just, oh, yes. Okay, sorry, Daniel, sorry. But, like, yeah.
You got two film
just,
gurus on each side. You're fucked.
Forth.
You
we're
are
going,
fucked.
We're going back and forth. But it was just, like, that was my most recent where I was like, okay, this is, but you know what was so funny about this? My mom, because I was like, yeah, I met this guy for coffee. I was like, he kept mentioning fun. And she was like, I said, I think he meant something else, you know, keeping it PG for my mom. And she was like, well, if he wants to have fun, you tell him to bring a Frisbee and meet you in the park. So she bought me a Frisbee.
Shut up.
I'm not even kidding you. So when I called her, I was like, you know, I was talking to her like a week or two later. She's like, I got you a gift. I'm not going to mail it. I'm going to wait till you come home to visit. And I was like, what'd you get me? And I paused. I was like, did you get me a Frisbee? She goes, yes. And I'm like,
this is your Bumble story for the one woman show. I'm not even kidding you.
Right.
Okay. There it is. There's
like
the
said,
Bumble story. Ending with the Frisbee. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Can I tell you, I've heard about 55 Barb Dicatano stories, and I feel I'd actually love, I would love your mother if I ever met your mother. I love her. She's all the stories there. She's
you
fucking
you look more like her than I do.
Oh, okay. Well, like a woman from central Pennsylvania, I guess. I don't know.
Carlisle.
Yeah, exactly. Anywho, so Bumble, nay.
Mm-hmm.
JL, how about online dating still? Are we doing that? How are you?
Nah, I've been dating somebody from OKCupid for the last year, but this is a weird story. I went on a few dates with her when I was 25. And
ooh, recycling bin,
ooh,
girl.
I still have hope. The ex is coming back around.
I went on a few dates with her. I had just broken up with my college and law school girlfriend. We dated for 4.5 years. So
okay.
I met this woman at a bar because she was a friend of a friend's friend. Like, in other words, my friend was meeting his friend. She was with that friend. I was with my friend. And then we met. Went out a few times, but I was really very much, I mean, your first love, 4.5 years, I was just like, and I know my timing was poor. I'll leave it at that. But I was just like, I can't, I don't know. I think I'm still missing my ex. And so no contact for a while. She wrote to me, and fortunately I have a very good memory, wrote to me on OkCupid last April, I want to say, April or May, and said, hey, do you remember me? Yeah. And I was like, and I gave her last name because I just kind of, she looked different, like her hair, she had dyed her hair blonde in the pictures, but I was like, all right, glasses, name is blah, blah, blah. And I threw her last name out, and she's like, whoa, yes. And I was like, thank you. See, the memory comes in. Because that gets me in trouble sometimes on dates where it's like, you remember that? I'm like, you want to almost say,
that's a bad thing.
I just have a good memory. Please don't treat. You want it to be a good thing when you want it to be a good thing. Like, hey, look what I remembered. But if you just happen to remember lots of things, and
then you end up as Teresa de Gattano's creepy date story.
Well, no.
I remember everything.
I mean, then the woman will be like, oh, wow, you remember that? Like, in a good way. And you're like, no. I'm not trying to raise your expectations yet that, like, I'm, you know, absorbed with this potential. I'm just like, I happen to remember a lot of things. So we went on a few dates, and we've been dating since it's just about a year.
Wow. Yeah. And then who made the first move for the, like, next first date? Like, who?
Oh, it was very, like, we have, as I was describing off podcast, we have a very easygoing, you get me, I get you, cruise control kind of relationship.
Cruise control, I like that.
Except for, occasionally you want to go above 55, occasionally you want to slow it down, but like, if you're just on the highway going 55, you don't need fucking all of a sudden oncoming traffic once in a while, and then
the person grabs
the steering wheel, tries to veer you off the road, you're tumbling, and then
you're not listening to me!
Oh, that's funny.
So, I mean, I've done plenty of online dating. Nothing, no Tinder, none of these, Bumble, none of these. But, like I said a little while ago, in 2008 when online dating wasn't like total. Now it's mainstream almost out of cowardice, I believe. Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's laziness, not cowardice.
It's probably more laziness, but I think there is this inability, this now it's convenient to not have to talk on the phone. But it's like, nobody's really making an effort to make a personal connection. They're like, hey, if one gets forced upon me because of my emotions. But like in 2008 when I got online on Match.com, this is kind of weird, but I guess I'll give it a try. It wasn't like I'm not meeting anybody. It was like, let's see what goes on here. And I joked with my girlfriend that I met from there, my ex, where I was like, yeah, if anybody asks, I was in prison for child molestation, and you were visiting me as part of like a charitable
visit,
a charitable project. Just don't tell them we met on Match.
I love the segue into my thing. I was the OG when it came to online dating. I was in AOL chat rooms.
Oh yeah,
I was into that in my early 20s. And that was like you would find a Donald Trump supporter in New York City faster than you would someone who had been to online dating in the AOL chat room. Like, that was like some secret fucking Gestapo shit you kept in the low.
My friend did a Craigslist ad.
Really?
She did a Craigslist ad. They're married. Yep. And wow.
And she's still alive.
Oh, yeah, okay. Two babies. Yeah, Craigslist ad. And she wasn't, this was back, I mean, this
did
was...
Did they refer to them as Craigslist babies?
And well, I, you know what, she wasn't like, it wasn't a secret, that was the thing. I was like, it wasn't, she's like, yeah, put some ads out. And I think this was before the whole like,
but is this back home in PA for you?
Yeah,
see, that makes a lot of difference. I think it makes it less. If you do it here, you're gonna get pictures of requests for feet pictures or some shit, or threats, or asked to come out to the middle of the Staten Island fucking river. And
well, that's why I did eHarmony, because I was like, people take it more serious, and they do. Like, it was, they like actually want to get to know you. It's paid for. You can't just email somebody. If they do, they're like, hey, this person's skipping the questions, because there's like questions you have to ask back and forth first. And so it's like, it takes a little.
What's the funniest question you had to answer, or questions that you had to answer in your eHarmony profile? You're like, oh, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, this one I thought was interesting. It was like, if you're in a room full of people with a significant other, would you you like sit back till they introduce you to other people? Would you just be quiet the entire time? Would you go out on your own? And I was like, well, I'm just, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. You know, but some people, you know, and so I was like, that's interesting.
They don't call me elbow tap for nothing.
Exactly. But I can't date someone that's shy. Like, you have to be able to hold your own. Like, you can't just, you know, like, I will bulldoze you over. So you got to be able to keep up.
Well, there's two schools of thought, I feel like. One is that you could compliment somebody you're with. Like, somebody you're with could be less outgoing than you, right? Don't you think?
Sure. I mean, I don't want to be like, we don't need to be one-upping each other. But because I've dated someone like that. But I'm like, they need to also be able to, hey, hi. Like, you know, go out. You know, not like, oh my gosh, I'm alone in a room. What do? Like, yeah.
So that's the common part coming out. That's easier for us.
Yeah. That's true. And some guys are fascinated with it. Like, oh my gosh, you do stand up. Then the whole date becomes a whole topic of conversation.
Do you know Chris Rock?
Let's talk about Louis C.K. Let's just, yeah.
I can only imagine what that's like. No, it's weird, this whole online dating thing. It's just how it's become the norm. Like you said, you...